Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 and amen. We thank God for Jesus again and again and again. I tell you, there's a songwriter that said, I'll choose you again, dear Lord. You mean so much to me, dear Lord. He says, I'll choose you again. And that's where I am tonight, telling God I'll choose you again and again. No matter what, I'll choose you again. For you mean so much to me, dear Lord. I choose you again. Come on, somebody, tell the Lord thank you. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? I tell you, our soloist is on the line. She's locked and loaded, and I'm going to decrease so that she can increase, and we're going to enjoy Jesus with her. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Mother Janie, come on and bless the people of God with your melodious sounding voice. We just bless God for you right now.
Good afternoon, everybody on the Virgil line tonight. I have to say, if it wasn't for God, I know I would not be here. And tonight, I want to say to Pastor Patricia, keep on praying, because I truly know that you've been through a lot. And I didn't call you and let you know what was going on, because you know so much thing going all over the world. And on yesterday, we received the phone call, which four of my nieces went to Nashville, Tennessee, and they spent the whole weekend going up in Nashville, Tennessee, because my nephew, their brother, was sick, and he got worse. And then again, the phone call came on yesterday that he had deceased. He died on yesterday. I got the phone call about 9 o'clock. My niece them, because one of them got to go on dialysis, and she had to be here on Tuesday, which was yesterday. And they got back in like late Monday night. And they went to Tennessee to spend the whole weekend up there with my nephew. And to show you how God moved, because one of my nieces, her name is Mabel, I told her Wednesday, when they get there, just call me and let me know how he was doing. So she did make a call on Friday, and she said, Auntie, she said, I'm in Bubba's room, and I know he's not doing good, but I'm going to put him on the phone. So she put him on the phone, but let me tell you, it seemed like he was trying to say something to me. I couldn't understand exactly what. But then, I think in by the grace of God, just to hear me, it seemed to me that he recognized who I was, because I said my name like two or three times, you know, but he didn't respond and say that. You know, this Auntie Janie, he didn't come out and say that. But anyway, not to prolong the time, Pastor Patricia, we're going to continue to pray for you. And I'm asking every prayer warriors on this line tonight to pray for the Gregory family. That's his name. His name is Lee Hayward. But the family is based upon the Hayward, the Gregory. And we ask for your word in prayer. And everybody's worrying about me. But Pastor Patricia, let me tell you something before I even sing this song. I, one of the worst crybaby in our family. And it seemed to me that God got me strong enough so I can talk to one of the other sisters to let them know about this song that I'm about to sing. And this song is especially for Pastor Patricia. And this song is for everybody on this line. This song is for Mother Blondie. And, oh, gosh, I got to mention my friend, Sister Jackie Grant. She loved this song. And this song is for everybody. There's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the powers in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes our burden, it gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than we can bear. But just crawl down on your knees and talk to Jesus. 'Cause I know he will answer prayer. And there's a God who knows it all. There's a God who knows it all. He rules all the land, all the power in his hand. There's a God who knows it all. Sometimes our burden, it gets heavy, and it seems like it's more than we can bear. But just go down on your knees and talk to Jesus. And I know, yes, I know, he will answer prayer. And there's a God who knows it all. Say, there's a God who knows it all. Say he rules all the land, all the power, all the power is in his hand. Just believe that there's a God who knows it all. And I'm singing that song tonight for my family. Because, Pastor Patricia, you know, I have to let you know this. Earlier, I was going to call you and let you know what was going on. And I decided that no. I'm not going to let you know what's going on because God gave me the strength tonight to be on this program. And I have to tell you, thank you for the anointing. All I already anointed my body over this. And may God be the glory because God is in control. I want my family, if anyone listening, just remember that. And Pastor Patricia, we're going to continue to pray for you and your family. From the Hewitt and the Gregory family, Pastor Patricia, you take care, and we want you to know that we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, Mother. I thank you. Yes, there is a God who who knows it all? Mother, I think we were somewhat on the same page earlier today. A couple of times I started to call and say that I'm not going to do the program until after Gregory's been buried on next Tuesday. He is a veteran. And this is a holiday weekend that we're doing the memorial on Saturday at my church. And because it is a holiday, the VA isn't open on Monday, so we cannot bury my husband until Tuesday. It's been a long haul. This has been a trying week for me. I have kept as busy as I possibly could because that keeps my mind in tune. I know the song says, whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening. He'll keep your heart in tune. Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at noon. Jesus may come in the evening, so keep your heart in tune. Oh, just whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon. Oh, just whisper a prayer in the evening, just to keep your heart in tune. Come on and sing with me. Jesus may come in the morning. Jesus may come at noon. Jesus may come in the evening. So keep your heart in tune. And that is so true, because Jesus may come and get you in the morning like he did my husband at 8:24 a.m. Jesus will come in the noon and get somebody in the noon, high noon, middle noon, low moon, and Jesus will come in the evening. So just keep your heart in tune. You have to stay focused. You have to keep your mind. Jesus said it, not Pastor Benjamin, but Jesus said it, Mother Janie. I will keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on me. No, that don't mean that you walk around 24-7 saying Jesus, 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 Jesus. It doesn't mean it like that. It means that if you reverence him first, you open the gates of heaven. Paul Morton said, open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. It don't mean the rain that you might have seen a couple of days ago with a storm and lightning and thunder and torrential rains coming down. But let him rain in you. Let him rain in your heart. Let him saturate you with the rain from Jesus Christ. Rain forever, Jesus. Rain, God, rain. Rain on me. Rain in me. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight for being who you are. And yes, we do want to pray for those that are bereaved right now. Yes, he's nigh to us of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And we just thank God for Jesus right now, because it was Jesus who died for us. Mm-hmm. While the scripture said, while we were yet sinners, Christ, didn't say no one else, it said Christ died for us. So therefore we have a friend. What they say? What a friend we have in Jesus. I don't know why these songs are coming. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Some things you cannot talk to your mother about. can go to God, your Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be his name. That means his name is holy. Holy is your name. You can go to God anytime, morning, noon, or night. He never sleeps nor slumber. You can't beat God listening to you. He said, it's cry, your cry. Oh, my God, he's listening to your cry. Somebody said, Lord, hear my cry. Hear my call. Hold my hand, Father. Lest I fall. Woo! Precious Lord. Take my hand and lead me on. I tell you, when I got up this morning, I had cakes that I wanted to make for my husband's memorial service after we will eat and be married, and some of us won't be. But however, I had cakes to make this morning. I made one cake on Sunday and some cookies, and then I made a chocolate cake and a lemon cake and a butter pecan cake and a coconut cake that I will put together on Friday, but it's already made. And I said, God, I need somewhere to put these cakes because it's hot, and I don't want the frosting to run. God, you got to make a way. I have no more room in my refrigerator. And so God sent a man here today, and he was here on Friday, and he wanted to know why my Lex was not running. What's wrong with your Lex? I said, the Lex is fine. I just need to charge up the battery. That man came here today and got my battery, took it out of the Lex, and took it to someone to charge it, bought it back, put it in, and made sure the car was turning over. And he said, okay, I'm going now. And I said, look, do your wife have any room in her refrigerator? He said, not upstairs, but I know there's room downstairs. And I sent those cakes to be refrigerated. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Does God care about your cake? Yes, he does, because he cares about you. But somebody said, well, that sounds foolish to me. God cares about everything that you care about and some that you don't care about. God cares. My mother used to sing a song when I was a child in a shanty made of stone. Yeah, she used to sing that. In a shanty made of stone. And in I forgot those words right there. It said, all alone, God cares. God cares for you. To the rich or poor, or to the one in need, and to the beggar man that you meet on the street, God cares. God really cares for you. Yes, we have homeless people in this world. Yes, we have children being gunned down unmercifully. But even with all of that going on, God still cares about you and for you. Ah, God cares. I want you to know that tonight, that God cares for you. But I really felt like canceling this service. People were in and out of here all day today. And I said, Lord, cover me. I pray that none of them have COVID. And we bless God for his benefits right now. I want to go to the word. I promise not to keep you all during our summer months too long. But however way the Spirit moves, that's the way we move. I want to give honor, of course, to God and then to his son, Jesus Christ, and to Mother Janie, our melodious singer, and to my sister, Jackie Grant. She calls her name Jackie Grant, and to Mother Blondie, and I believe Sister Helen had a birthday, I believe, last week, someone mentioned, and I thank God for God allowing her to hit past the 70. That's what he promised us, 70. So I thank God for Sister Helen with her birthday. God bless you to see and have many more healthy birthdays. And to everyone who may be on this line tonight, my brother out in California and the Saints, of course, in South Carolina, and the Saints in New York and all the various places. I hate to call names because you forget somebody's state and then they get upset when you didn't call and I was listening. So you get in trouble like that sometimes. So I just say I thank God for everyone that's listening on the line. Mother Thelma, if she's listening in Virginia, Mother Thelma is way down in her 90s. And I thank God. Mother knew when I was born. In fact, my entire siblings, she knew when all of us was born, and all I've known was for Mother to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, Mother, if you're on tonight, God bless you. I've got to get my equipment up and running. My husband, I was waiting, hoping that he would return back to us, but he went to a better place. He went to a prepared place for a prepared people. And you know, death seems cruel. And I said, God, you left a big hole in my heart. You took my husband. But you know, when you prepare to go home to be with the Lord, you don't need a hanging around here. Going home. A very glad welcome waits you. Go home to the Father. And let him just bless you even the more. So I just thank God for Jesus and Jesus for his blood. Let's go. For those that's traveling, coming to be with me Friday, Saturday, and returning back home some Sunday. I know they can't stay until Tuesday. God bless you. And God, I'm already asking you to give them traveling mercy. And I ask a special blessing for our sister, Evangelist Sandra Simmons. She's doing a great, great job with the prayer warriors, the prayer teams, and I like the prayer angels because it's really, really nice to get on. And I let her know that I would not be on Sunday because she's due that honor and respect because they carry me in prayer. So I owe to respect her that much to let her know that I will not be getting on tonight because I had company on Sunday night, so I couldn't get on. But to God be the glory. One thing about it, the program went on without me, and we bless God for his benefit. Let's go to Matthew's gospel. My time is almost gone. Let's go to Matthew's gospel. Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 7th verse. And I like to say that Brother Green, he was on last week, and he told my sister how he enjoyed the service. And that's encouraging to the pastor or to whoever the conductor who's conducting the service. It is good when someone can tap on the door and said, hey, I enjoyed that. Hey, I enjoyed listening. Not that you didn't enjoy the other ones, but sometimes the sermon is geared directly to you, and you just grab everything that's being said and apply it, because I do that. Some Sundays I'm at church, and the pastor preach, and it's a good sermon. But then there are Sundays I'm at the church and the pastor preach, and it just lights my fire. So that I understand when someone say, I don't know, I just enjoyed that service last night. It was good to me. Yeah, because it hit home. It touched your life. It wasn't just words coming off of the page. Let's go to Matthew 7:7, and I'm going to be through. We'll close out with something I found. It says, well, let me just do this for someone who may not know. It is telling us, Matthew 7:1, it says for us to judge not that ye be not judged. So in other words, don't shake your finger at somebody else's faults, because there's something that's going to come and judge your faults. So don't even bother to judge. Just pray for them if you know how to pray, or just mind your business, because the Bible lets us know to stop being a busybody meddling in other men's affairs. So judge not, is telling you Matthew 7, lest ye be not judged. No, it doesn't read like that. Luke is saying, judge not, comma, that ye be not judged. Okay. Now let's go to verse number 2. For with what judgment you judge. Now, some Bibles read a little different, so pay attention. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considereth not the beam that is in thine own eye? Now, you see, it didn't pick that up till verse number 3. Verse number 1 was dealing with verse number 3. Verse number 1 told you, don't you do that. Don't you judge someone else, because you really don't know the gist of the whole matter. You don't know why that person may be the way they are, or why they're doing what they're doing. You don't have a clue. So mind your own business. Keep your mouth shut. Keep your eyes closed. Just go on, because God is the judge of it all. And where you don't understand why I am the way I am, or you are the way you are, God knows. So leave it in the hands of the Almighty, who makes no mistakes. Mm-hmm. You don't know why and who is using that person, and why sometimes the person themselves don't know why they're doing what they're doing. So don't you judge them, lest you be judged. Mm-hmm. God is keeping a record of everything and everybody. So don't you get so high and mighty to think that you have the authority of God. God is the judge of us all. Mother sang a song that we serve a God who knows it all. Well, then if he knows, then he's able to judge. You can only speculate. Sometimes what you see is not always what it is. I know they made a song, what you see is what you get. Not all the time. Because folk can cover up stuff, so you really don't know what you have gotten. So just be mindful. Don't judge. Person is overtaken, then pray for them and keep it moving. Because God sits high and looks low. He sees all that I do, and he knows where I go and why I go where I go. So don't you judge me. And I promise I won't judge you. Oh, bless his name. That was not my sermon for tonight, but it seems like that's God's sermon for tonight. Somebody needs to hear this. If you're not on the line tonight, you can go. I told you last week, you can go on Google me and come up with my sermons. It's not a problem. It's not that hard to do. Someone over in Japan may need to hear what's being said on this broadcast tonight. Even though they're not listening tonight, it might be a month from now when they say, let me see what I missed on Blog Talk. Oh, let me check out that sermon. Uh-huh. Oh, Lord, that's me. I was judging that person. Come to find out I was just as wrong as two left shoes. See, you don't know. So be careful. Be careful of the mean little things you do, because what you send out will come back to you. Oh, my God. You reap just what you sow. Oh, my God, today I feel it excited about the word of God. All right, let's move on. Ah, my God, you got to get the problem, your own problem straightened out. That's what it's telling you. Before you can dig the beam or the moat out of your neighbor's eye, you need to try to fix what's wrong in yours. You got 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave somebody else alone. Let's go to verse number 4, and I'm going to close in a few minutes. Or how will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Lord, I tell you the truth, I'm ahead of the scripture because I know what is where it's leading. Oh, my goodness. Thou hypocrite. See what the word call you? A hypocrite. First cast out the beam out of thine own eye. And then shalt thou see clearly, to cast out the mote out of thy brother, thy. If you can't see, you know the scriptures say, the blind leading the blind, they're both going to fall in the ditch. So how you going to pick the mote out of my eye and got the same problem in your eye? How in the world are you going to see clearly? You can't do it. And that's the problem now. We're always meddling and trying to fix somebody else's business, and your own business is raggedy. Oh, hallelujah. I promise not to fuss. Just give you what the word of God said. No, oh, my God. Give not thou with that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast ye your pearls. Ooh-wee. Before the swine, then you know what pigs do. They trample over stuff. They trample. They love mud. They just like being dirty pigs. Oh, bless his name. So now, how in the world, don't cast your pearls. Don't let your good be evil spoken of. That's a pearl. Something good is being evil spoken of. Don't allow your good to be evil spoken of by trying to dig the moat out of someone else's eye when you can't see clear enough to do it. Yeah, it is not about you. Oh, bless his name. I'm almost finished. I love this. Lest they trample them under their feet. See what I'm talking about? Talking about the swine now. And turn again and rend you. See, I'm not even reading. I'm not studying an hour or 2 hours or all day long what to say. I say, God, give me what you want me to say because I've read the Bible and I've studied the word and I've studied the word. So I'm pregnant with the word. The word is already in me. You can call me up in the service unexpectedly and I might say, because I wasn't expecting you to call me, but trust me, when I get up there, I got something to say. I don't like these people that's preaching the gospel, and someone called them unexpectedly and said, well, you should have let me know so I could have had my hand on something. I could have had my finger on something. You should have enough word on the inside of you that you don't have to even have your Bible with you and get up and talk about the word of God. Oh, bless his name. Oh, my God, today. Let's move on. This is where I wanted to start from. Ask, verse number 7, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now, some of you knew this. This verse right here, verse number 7. But you did not know verse number 1 down to 7. You just heard a preacher do like I was going to do, and God said, no, start from verse 1, not from verse 7. Somebody needs to know why I'm speaking the way I'm speaking in verse number 7. I got to get them through verse number 1. In order to make it to number 7, they got to know the only way that they're going to get to verse number 7 by asking me for what they want, and I do it for them. They got to straighten up and fly right. They got to get it right. They got to stop meddling. They got to stop being judgmental about people. They got to stop what they're doing before they can ask me, and I'll do it for them. So no, Sister Preacher, start at verse number one, because I have someone on the line that knows about verse number seven. They've heard preachers start at verse number seven, but I want you to start at verse number one and bring it down and bring it down to where they can understand what I'm talking about. Oh, bless his name. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you, Abba, hallelujah, glory to God. Tell the Lord, thank you for the words. Oh, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Bless. Oh, my. And it shall be. Oh, my God. And ye shall find. Well, let's do seven again. Ask with a comma. Pause. And it shall be given you. Seek with a comma. And ye shall find, knock with a comma, and it shall be opened unto you. For number eight says, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Oh, bless his name. I tell you, God is such a good God. Listen to this, verse number nine. I'm trying to close, but I can't stop. I can't stop yet. Of what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, comma, will he give him a stone? It's a big difference between bread and stone. And you can chew bread. I don't know if you can chew stone. And I know you can't, but I'm just putting it that way. Why, if your child asks you for bread and you go out in the yard and bring some stones and sit them in his plate and say, here, eat this. Shame on you. My goodness. Then that verse number 10 said, or if he asked a fish, will he give him a serpent? And ask you for a fish, you're going to give him a snake instead? Come on, something wrong with you. If ye then, and I'm closing with this, Lord, forgive me if I'm lying. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Oh, isn't God sweet? Oh, I lied. I'm going to verse number 12. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do you even to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Oh, blessed. I'm closing at verse number 12. I want you all to have a good night. Thank you, Mother Janie, for the prayer request, asking that you pray for me and the Benjamin, which is me, and the Scott family. As we go to this memorial on Saturday for my husband, Bishop Dr. Gregory Michael Scott, I need strength. I'm strong, a little strong right now, but come Saturday, knowing that we're down to the finale, sometimes it hits you like a ton of bricks, but we just thank God for his goodness on tonight. I thank you all for your patience. I thank you for being available on Wednesday night to enjoy Jesus with Pastor Patricia Benjamin and Mother Janie Lennon, who takes us to the throne in song. Think I've just pulled up the Canton Spirituals. I don't know what song is going to come up, but however, we're going to find something. He's going to sing something here. And you all, we're closing with whatever they're singing. I have no clue. Oh, he's singing "I'm in Your Care" right now. And the way gas prices are and food prices and hotels and everything, you better know that you're in God's care, but get the most out of your eyes first. Sing, honey, sing.
I've been singing a long time, y'all.
Who's not here? 12 years old, and at the time, we was on the telephone.